Before 2 o'clock, we're going to have another giveaway. It's a $25 Lou Malnati's gift certificate. You haven't been to a Lou Malnati's? Well, you got to try to win this. To win, you have to be the right caller and say the right thing, which in this case is happy birthday, Katy Perry, or Helen Reddy. I guess it depends on what generation you're from. Helen Reddy, Katy Perry, so we'll do that sometime before the top of the hour. I have always fancied men's hats. Who wouldn't? Looking at those old great movies and you see every man on the street wearing one. Well, that was true. That's how it once was. Politicians, businessmen, trade laborers, everybody wore a hat. Bogart, gosh, I think guys just look better in a hat. A fedora or any of the classic numbers that gave a man a dapper, more confident look. I don't know if it was John F. Kennedy. I don't know if it was the Beatles, but hats fell out of fashion. But, you know, there is a bit of a resurgence going on these days. I saw an article in the Tribune a few weeks ago. Men's hat sales are on the rise. And I'm not talking about baseball caps. Younger men are sort of raising their sartorial game a little bit. Hat shops are opening in America. There was a piece in the Daily Beast. I read this yesterday. Flamekeepers Hat Club in Manhattan, which, quote, attracts Wall Street businessmen and downtown hipsters. So it was, 12, 15 years ago, I did a story, a TV story about a young Chicago hat maker, Graham Thompson, his company Optimo. It knocked me out. He'd hired these old guys who remembered the peculiarities and specific aspects of the trade as it was when it was a big industry. He searched the world over for the original traditional machines used to make hats. His hats are donned by some of the world's most recognizable heads. This is our entrepreneur segment. It's sponsored each week by Wintrust Financial, and I'm delighted to have once again in the studio to be face-to-face with Graham Thompson. Put that hat back on. I know you're indoors, but you just look so good in it. Tell me about that one.
Well, the hat I'm wearing, it's made from beaver felt. That's most of our hats. The felt itself is made with beaver, and I made this one probably 5 years ago. They tend to last forever.
Tend to and are designed to.
Yeah. A good hat is a practical hat. You can wear it in the rain and the snow.
Now, I love the fact that your Loop shop is in the perfect location, the Monadnock building from the 1890s or so.
Yeah, built in 1891. It's just a beautiful building. We looked a long time for the right spot, and I love that place.
On South Dearborn and where? Jackson?
It's Jackson and Dearborn.
Dearborn, yeah. It's perfect. You go to Intelligentsia, get a cup of coffee, and then go look at your hats in the window. They are spectacular.
Thank you.
Now, your tagline is the best hat made. What makes that so?
Well, I could talk a long time about that, but it's basically every single detail of the hat, every process, every component. We look at all of those things, and we start with the raw material. So you have to get the best material, make sure it's processed in the proper way. We have all of our felt custom milled for us, and then we put it through a number of processes that we are constantly trying to improve. We've got tools and equipment that are 50, 100 years old. We put them through all of these different steps and stages.
And there's a video on your site where you can see part of the process.
You can see bits of it, and it's people don't understand what goes into making a truly great hat, but that is our mission, to make the best hat made.
So what about those famous heads that wear your hats? And I know that oftentimes when there's a movie made in Chicago, like Perdition, what was the other one?
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy.
That was the...
They come by and they buy your hats.
Well,
or do you loan them to them?
No, the movies will buy the hats, and they tend to disappear. The actors often like to keep them. But then we'll see them pop up in other movies because they go back to the costume departments, and we'll see a hat that we didn't even make for a particular movie, but they're using it. But Public Enemies, we made close to 100 hats for that movie, and they were very period correct, so those were a lot of fun to make. We just made a hat for Brad Pitt for an upcoming movie. I don't know what it's going to be called.
What's that? How does he order a hat? Is it him
No, it's the costume designers.
Oh, okay.
And when we work with a movie, we do a great job on the hats. They love them. And then once they know us, and there's a movie that calls for hats, we'll do it. We're not really costumers. I mean, it's just when there's a movie and they want authenticity, with their wardrobe, that's when they call us.
So do you have a Brad Pitt mold or something? How do you know how to shape it for his head?
They're fitted in we've done a few fittings. I fit Johnny Depp when he came because they were in Chicago, but usually all of the specs, their shoe size, hat size, and all are known with, and the costume designers usually get all that stuff for us. And then we do the hats early and then they take a fitting. And if we have to make an adjustment, we do.
Did Richard Daley wear your hats?
He did. Yep.
Who else in town?
Well, we make Buddy Guy's hats for him. He's been a, really just a fantastic customer to have here. And it was a thrill to meet him years ago and to start making his hats.
There's aldermen.
Town, a whole bunch of people. Yeah, I mean.
And do you recognize your hats when you see one walk by?
Yeah.
What is it that's so distinctively different from a hat they might otherwise get?
You can recognize an Optimo hat, and most of our customers can recognize it. It's not because of some logo or pin or anything like that on the hats. They don't look like a costume piece. And it doesn't look like the hat is wearing the person. It's part of who the person is, and you can just you can tell that our hats look more mellow.
They're understated in their elegance having to be showy.
Yeah, exactly. And the time where I can't tell, sometimes I'll think it's one of our hats, and then if let's say I walk by the person or whatever, and it's not. It's generally a hat that was made 50 or 60 years ago. It's an old one. And that's when the quality was
better. What a great endorsement, because that's what your aim is.
Absolutely, yep.
What was the hat-making industry like in Chicago in its heyday, and when was the heyday? Was it in the 20th century or the 1800s?
Hats, I know a ton about hats, but I'm not a hat historian per se. But from my research, I think that men's dress hats peaked in 1913. That's when per capita there was the most production. And with the rise of the automobile, they weren't as necessary. And so by the 1950s...
No, what was their... They had a function beyond just style?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they keep you warm. Mm-hmm. You need to have a good hat when it's cold outside, if you want to look good. You've got a top coat on.
Rain or mist?
Good quality materials, a hat will stand up to that. And the industry back then too, you had you could service the hat, so you'd bring your hat
for blocking,
for cleaning and blocking, send it back to the factories or to the corner hatter. Of course, all of that disappeared, and that was one of the reasons that quality started to crumble, because people don't get feedback on what a good hat is. So hats basically have become disposable. Now, of course, we don't do that. We build them to service them for a lifetime,
They started fading after that. Cars, you didn't need them because you were in an enclosure
exactly.
And turn on the heat?
Yeah, so they peaked, that's right, they peaked around 1913, and then you just slowly went down. So, 1930s, 40s, the industry was still huge, but then it just kept, shrinking, and by the time you got into the 60s, it really was going downhill. Hairstyles were more in, and the hats changed. I mean, it became very much like a uniform, a real conservative thing to where you were forced to, if you work for IBM, you were forced to wear a hat. And they just kind of look like the old man hat. Not a lot of style. And so you can see why they left. And, in the 70s, once in a while, you had a rocker, Jimi Hendrix or something, that would put on a cool hat that you'd see. But for the most part, cool hats disappeared. And now we're in a great time because for a small business like mine, because it's the opposite. It's not conventional to wear a hat. And so you can, our customers are fine with showing a little bit of style and not trying to necessarily fit in. But it's the opposite. It's not a boring, conservative thing to wear. It's not like khaki pants and a polo shirt.
I'm talking with Graham Thompson. His company is called Optimo. The website is at optimo.com.
Yes.
I invite you to go there because what I like about it is you see him. He has several videos there, but it also conveys sort of the style, this beautiful music, kind of hip jazz, and you can sort of look at some of the inventory that you have there.
Thanks. Well, we've got, I think our site, we're not we have videos on our site. We didn't want to junk it up with a bunch of texts, so people would go on and if they were looking for a good quality hat, they knew that they would find the right spot. And you can see some of the processes in there. We're still working in the same workshop that we moved to.
On Western?
On Western. It's 102nd and Western.
You still have that video I did on you? You may probably don't. I did a TV story.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Of course.
Long time
it's
ago.
I've got it in the archives. It's when we were starting. And we still work out of the same space, and you can see some of that in the videos. But we are in the process of building a workshop that I've wanted to build for many years.
And you can barely keep up with orders now.
Yeah, we can't make any more hats. So the pace right now is, it's kind of, we're like in a Manhattan kitchen that's busy. I mean, we're just in pretty tight quarters in the back, and I've got hat machines that I can't wait to start putting into production that I've collected that are packed away in storage, mm-hmm. and it's really time to set up a proper workshop for the future.
What is production now? How many hats a day?
We do, it's not an exact daily number. I would say in a week we do maybe a 10.
10 a week?
No, 10 a day.
10 a day.
About a dozen a day maybe, but we don't really, we don't do them one at a time. So we'll do our blocking at one stage
swoop, yeah.
and then into another stage, so it kind of goes up and down a little bit. We also have a service end of the business, so we clean, block, and renovate hats, mostly ours, but we've got that to fit in as well.
How many styles do you carry now?
We've got about a dozen main styles that we call the Optimo Dozen. That's our best sellers, but aside from that, it's unlimited. I mean, we can do custom styles that are just unlimited.
Nice, and you don't wholesale. You got to go to your store. You don't see them in other fine hat shops around the world. It's just you and the Chicago market, or anybody who wants to order online.
It's very hard. If you wholesale, we're not set up to. We couldn't sell. Our hats start about $650. Our high end hat is $1,000. We can't really sell that for half of that. We don't have the business set up to do that. But it's on the flip side, that's one of the reasons our hats are expensive, but one of the reasons they're such a good value. We're our own manufacturer and selling it. So the pricing is one hurdle. The other, of course, is we have to get the a workshop set up to make more hats. But the main thing is, a store is not going to properly sell hats unless they have a real hat department. I mean, you have to have all different sizes. You have to have the people selling it that really know.
Yeah, you got to talk about the maintenance of the hat, maybe a little bit about the history of the particular style or the hat that was made.
Exactly.
And answer questions with an informed sense and not just hear your talking points, now go sell hats.
Yeah.
Graham, let's take a quick break here. We're talking with Graham Thompson from Optimo, the hat company in Chicago. They have just the two stores in Western and then in the Monadnock building.
Correct.
Okay.
320 South Dearborn.
And his website is optimo.com. Graham Thompson has had a long time fascination with hats. His company is Optimo. His website is optimo.com. And Graham, what about that? You're 22, get out of college, and you see Johnny of Johnny's Hat Shop. Tell us how that story unfolded.
Well, I'd met him before that in high school, and I think... right after I was 16, as soon as I got my driver's license, I heard about this legendary hatter who was hand-making hats on the South Side, and I drove down to see his store at 79th and Racine, and I just thought it was the coolest place ever, and I saved up and had him make me a hat, and I kept in touch with him. I had a little side business that I had developed after that as well, where I started to import Panama hats from Ecuador, and he was the only guy I could find who knew how to finish these into beautiful finished straw hats. So I would see Johnny from time to time, and then I went off to college, and when I came back, I was back for just a couple of days. It was one of the first things I did, went down to see him, and he told me he was retiring. So that was quite a shock. He just said, he's had a good run. He was closing the store up. And by the time I got home, I just thought, popped into my head, what's he going to do with that store? So I called him, and he said, well, why don't you come down the next day, and we'll talk about that a little bit. And long story short, I agreed to buy his business. I didn't have any money, so he agreed to sell me the business over three years. And we had customers right away that were his customers, and he worked with me. And they were also, his customers were great teachers because they didn't want me to touch a hat back then. Of course they wouldn't. What do I know? And I had to learn fast, and I had to please veteran hat wearers that knew good hats.
And Johnny was there by your side right up until he died, helping you along the way to get started.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He taught me just the really solid principles on how to make great hats. And he was one of the reasons that he was a cut above all of the other hat makers in Chicago through all the years, is he learned, they used to have a hat school in the 1950s, and you could learn hat blocking and stuff. But he really learned how to make good hats by working at a factory in England. He was over in Europe during the Korean War, and he was able to take some time before coming back and actually work for, I think it was 6 months in a hat factory there. And I know that's where he saw how you really make a good hat. The hat has to be go through many, many processes and be just very, very well engineered. And of course, that's back when the larger companies were actually making really good hats.
And they are, in fact, hats for life.
A felt hat can last your whole life. It can be passed on to future generations. We see that all the time. When now is our business, it's almost 20 years old. And we've got great customers. They pass away, and the son comes in and gets to continue wearing his father's hat or his grandfather's hat. We can re-block them, clean them, and we can resize them, renovate them, and all
nice,
that.
Nice, nice. You just had a birthday. How old are you?
43.
And I've known you for 20 plus years now. We're not buddies, but I remember doing that story, and you were had just started. I don't know how soon before that. But congratulations on a successful business, living your passion.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, we need more people like that. So I invite you to go by his store on Western and what?
10215 Southwestern. That's on the south side, 102nd and Western. And our downtown store is 320 South Dearborn. So we do all of our service work on the south side, and our retail location is downtown.
So tempt yourself, guys. Go in and see the shop. You will be tempted to put one on, and then you'll be tempted to buy one because it's a great feel just having a hat on. Women, think about buying it for that guy. What a treat that would be. Graham Thompson, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.